This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Years ago, my husband and I fixed up a very close friend with another less close friend. They worked, it fell in love, it was great. But within a few years, he got sick. She stood by him through it all. Then he died. It was awful. And it was very, very hard on our good friend. It was a sad situation for many reasons. As the years passed, one thing continued to bother me. I felt we had put a beloved friend in the path to sorrow. It had been inadvertent and well-intentioned, but still, we had brought all this pain into our good friend's life. I mentioned this to my husband, and he said something that completely changed my thinking. He said, yes, it was very hard on her, but think how much better it was for him. This thought, obvious as it was, had never occurred to me. I realized how often I make this error. I was acting as though my friend was the main character of this story, that she was the one who really mattered. And then I saw that I make this mistake all the time. I'm the most main character, of course, and then the people closest to me, and so on, with some people just appearing as extras or in walk-on roles. But that's not true. Everyone is a main character, and everyone is a supporting character. And as I started thinking about this, I realized that some of my favorite happiness passages concerned exactly this shift, someone reinterpreting a situation by understanding how different circumstances would seem if someone else were placed in the starring role. All of these have haunted me, but only now do I see what theme links them together. And here are two of my favorite examples. Reading writer Flannery O'Connor's letters in The Habit of Being led me to the extraordinary 1961 book, A Memoir of Marianne, a memoir about a little girl, Marianne, who lived with a gruesome tumor on her face before dying of cancer, written by the nuns with whom she lived for several years in a free cancer treatment home. Near the end of Marianne's life, a five-month-old baby, Stephanie, was brought to the cancer home. Stephanie's parents were crushed at the thought of leaving their baby there. The nuns relate that for years, Marianne had longed for a baby to take care of. When Stephanie arrived, Marianne said shyly to the baby's mother, "I didn't pray for a baby to be sick, but I prayed that if a baby was sick, it would come here." Later, the mother wrote the nuns, "I had accepted the hurt my child's affliction brought me, but I had not accepted the fact that I had to give her up. My husband was suffering too, and my attitude was not helping much. Marianne's words opened my understanding. Stephanie was needed. This child, Marianne, with the bandaged face and the heart full of love, needed her. God had given me a good husband, 6 beautiful children. This last child was probably the most special of them all, destined for something I knew nothing about." Here's another example from children's literature. In Rick Riordan's novel, The Sea of Monsters, the hero of the story, 13-year-old Percy Jackson, who happens to be the son of the sea god Poseidon and a mortal woman, has taken Tyson, a huge, awkward boy, under his wing. They go to high school together, but Percy isn't exactly sure why he's bothering to protect Tyson and drag him along on all of his own Olympian adventures. He keeps Tyson with him, though, and at the end of the book, Percy learns that Tyson is his half-brother. Tyson is also a son of Poseidon, and he's a Cyclops. Tyson says to Percy, "Poseidon did take care of me after all. I prayed to Daddy for help. He sent me a brother." Ah, we see. Percy thought that Tyson was tagging along with him, but in fact, he was a supporting character in Tyson's adventure and the vehicle of a father's love and protection. I realize that I often make the mistake of thinking of some people as main characters and some people as supporting characters. We're all main characters and we're all supporting characters. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.